Right, this is the English program. You can contact us at Twitter, or on Twitter, or whatever. On Facebook, what else? On our blog. All kinds of things, actually. I've got an email as well. Don't use it very often. But anyway, if you want to write in, we do read it. We just don't sort of send out very much. But we do read it. It's Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com. Now, got a few things to mention here in this little episode of the thingy celebrating the Beatles, the Fab Four from Liverpool, of course. Yes, one of my favourite lines from Across the Universe, the awesome film, something like, where is that accent from? Same place as me, Liverpool. That's a great line, that. Yes, anyway, moving on, let's have a look. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a sneak preview of tomorrow's On This Day in History, which is a bit weird, but I'm going to tell you what tomorrow in history. Wouldn't that be nice, tomorrow in history? I'm sick of all the On This Day in History. Let's do tomorrow in history. Let's have a look. Please Please Me, the LP, was number one for the first week, the UK record retailer chart. And Four by the Beatles, the US EP, was released. That's true, you know. It is true, I tell you. Rubber Soul, it was the 23rd week in the top 10 in the UK Enemy Express chart. That was for 1966. The Four by the Beatles thing was 64. Please Please Me was 63. All the dates are more or less the same. Not quite, but more or less. The start of the Wings British tour. Tomorrow on this day in history, 1973. And got any more? You got any more? I don't think so. The US single release, The Long and Winding Road for You Blue, 1970. That's it. Nothing particularly exciting going on, but that's it. That's tomorrow. That's May 11th in history. But we'll do all that tomorrow. I was so excited, had all the information for tomorrow, I couldn't resist. I really couldn't. Right. As usual, there is a great woman behind every idiot. I've done that one before, but I shall do it again and again. It's a classic quote from John Lennon. I love that quote. It's so true as well. Fantastic. Now, there's a problem with Liverpool museums. They've been tweeting, I think it was just today though, that all National Museum Liverpool venues were closed because of industrial action. So it all reopens tomorrow as normal, 10 a.m. So that's good. But if you went to the museum today, you may have noticed it was shut. So, bit of striking going on there. But with all the cuts and everything, it's only good and proper that we do support and defend our cultural heritage. All the cuts and the austerity and everything, you know, thank goodness people still believe in the right to strike, and I do, and I'm glad that people are exercising that particular right. So, what have I got here? we cover music, politics, history, everything on this programme. It's super. It really is absolutely super. I'm just having a little gander here. We all shine on like the moon and the stars and the sun. Who said that? The accent doesn't really do it justice. That was John Lennon. It was. Well, it has to be. Normally my quotes are one of the Beatles. Getting these from the Rock and Roll Chronology. They've got a Twitter page, Rock Chronology. And they have some wonderful little quotes and things. I'll start again there. I'll play what you want, or I won't play at all. Who said that? It was George. Yes, it was. It was George. And have we got one more thing here? I'm trying to find it. The song Come Together, believe it or not, was banned by the BBC. Yes, the Beeb, Haunchy Beeb banned it. We're not too sure if it's because of the actual lyrics with adult material in them, or because of a reference to a fizzy drink. We're not too sure why it was banned.